Welcoming an old friend to the Radio St. Pete Downtown Thrive Studio on Lunchtime Conversations. I'm Joe Bordeaux. Joining me is David Hood, a past chair of the Northeast Exchange Club. We once worked together at the Valpak Company back in, would that be the 1980s?
Probably 80s, yes.
Somewhere like that.
Yes.
He's moved on to bigger and better things at the Quiet Company.
Yep.
Northwestern Mutual for many years, but he is here on behalf of the Northeast Exchange Club that is putting on another big charity concert. Now, as an aside, I'll mention back in the day for some three decades, the Northeast Exchange Club brought us what we all remember as Ribfest at Vinoy Park. So these guys know how to put on a party for sure.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So what do you have cooked up this week, this Friday night?
Well, this is actually a second concert we've had this year. That's going to be at Ferg's, downtown St. Petersburg. And it's Friday, September 27th. And we're going to have Greg Billings will be our headliner starting at 8:30 that night. And Ocean Road Band will be there at 6 p.m. We are selling $10 tickets for general admission. And we also have $50 VIP tickets, which include two drinks and also food provided by Ferg's.
Right.
Yep.
And this is a charity event. You have three different name charities who will benefit from this event. And this is why the Northeast
absolutely.
Exchange does it.
Yep, absolutely.
It's not a money-making venture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, most people don't realize our club's been around for 50 years, Joe.
Wow.
So it's the early 70s. And I think from the Ribfest event, we gave out almost $6 million over about a 20-something-year period. So
that's
fabulous.
Yeah. Fabulous. So. And we're starting up all again.
That's right. So we just found a sort of a niche in these music events. And I guess we're more, even though we're having Greg Billing, which is certainly has been a national player, obviously, in the music industry, we also are really excited about featuring local bands, which we really never got a chance to do at Ribfest. So that's sort of a passion for us.
Talk about the charities involved this year, this concert.
Yeah, so the three charities we're supporting this year are Clearwater for Youth, Quantum Leap Farm, and then Family Support Services.
Mm-hmm. And I will mention that those of you listening to this on the radio, certainly welcome to find this interview on demand at RadioSt.Pete.com, where we will have links to the charities so you can learn a lot more about what you're donating money to if you come out to the concert on Friday night, and also links to interviews which we've done with representatives of each of the three charities, and where we do a deep dive in really some interesting things we learned. The Quantum Leap Farm, Odessa. Didn't know anything about it. Fascinating. The work they do. Clearwater for Youth. I found myself, without realizing it, sitting across the studio from an Olympic champion.
Yep.
Check it out online if you'd like to find out more about that. And Family Support Services, really filling a very important niche in the community, all three of these charities. And again, they benefit from this event. Now, you said this is the second one that you've done here at kind of the new era for the Northeast Exchange Club. Talk about the previous concert and kind of what you learned by, getting going once again.
Sure, sure. Well, the first concert was back in May, and we had about probably 1,200, 1,300 people that came to that concert, so it was well attended. We had actually sold out of all of our VIP tickets, so just for this concert, my warning to everybody is buy fast because they go quick. And it was just a great evening, and we were really happy. Our club actually volunteers there to make it a nice event for everybody that's there, and certainly Ferg's does a great job at making sure that everybody gets served while they're there.
Yeah. Well, you know, for those who may not frequent Ferg's Sports Bar, it's a venue in and of itself.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an institution.
Institution in downtown St. Pete. But talk about the concert area in the back that people might not be familiar with. But.
Yeah, so there's a big piece of property behind Ferg's that's adjacent to First Avenue South that is really right across the street from the Tropicana. Mm-hmm. And Ferg has done a great job at putting a stage back there, restroom facilities, and also a very easy sloped area that's easy to watch a band. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have bars set up on both sides of the venue. And then there's also tents there, one for some corporate sponsors, and then also VIP tickets that are purchased for the $50 have access to a private tent. And a lot of them, I think they eat and drink there, but they all of them love going out, obviously, in the crowd and enjoying the bands when they're playing. So.
Well, I know this is a little bit smaller venue than Vinoy Park.
Absolutely.
And but I would have to imagine you learned some things over the many years of putting on Rib Fest that help in doing something like this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the biggest thing that we've had at Rib Fest and even this event is just really making sure it's a nice event, that people are comfortable, they feel safe, and being able to enjoy it. Yeah. So, and that's what I think we've done a really good job at.
Well, it's coming up Friday night. It is September the 27th, this Friday at Ferg's Sports Bar. Ferg's is in the 1300 block of Central Avenue. It's the whole block, I guess.
That's right.
Of downtown St. Petersburg. Greg Billings, the Stay Up Lates Band, will be performing. They'll get going roughly 8:30 on Friday night. Before that, the Ocean Road Band will be on stage. This event benefits Clearwater for Youth, Quantum Leap Farm, and Family Support Services, as well as Radio St. Pete. We will be there live broadcasting beginning shortly after 5 o'clock on Friday from Ferg Sports Bar, and we will be on the air live at Ferg's until 8 o'clock, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. With Mark and Steph, will be continuing on at 6 o'clock in their normal time period, but they'll be doing it from Ferg's, and we'll, of course, be talking to members of the Northeast Exchange Club and other people there Friday night.
Well, we really appreciate your support of the event, and just to remind people that you can buy tickets on ticketweb.com, and then also the tickets will be on sale at the gate that evening.
Okay. And again, general admission.
$10.
$10.
Really reasonable.
Yeah. VIP provides some drinks. And again, the website is ticketweb.com. Again, ticketweb.com. Hope you will support this charity music concert presented by the Northeast Exchange Club. Again, Friday night, Ferg's, 1320 Central Avenue, downtown St. Pete. David Hood, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.